This week in Washington, D.C., the head of Walmart and the leader of the Service Employees International Union shook hands and announced a common goal to change the way Americans buy health care. They didn't agree on specifics, but it's one more sign that the current health care system may be crumbling. It seems that everybody's working on a plan to reform that system. Republican governors in California and Massachusetts, Democratic presidential candidates, and President Bush. Many of these initiatives are shaking a central pillar of the current system, the assumption that most of us will get health insurance through our employers. Len Nichols has been pushing for this shift. He's director of health policy for the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C. Joins us by phone from Atlanta. Mr. Nichols, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Is there room for everyone on your bandwagon?
Oh, I think so. I think, in fact, what's going on is more and more people are realizing the 21st century economy cannot sustain our reliance on the employer to finance health care.
So under your plan, Mr. Nichols, would people be required to buy health insurance the way if you want to drive a car, you have to have insurance for it?
Well, that's right. The fundamental reality of health insurance is that the market would be both more efficient and more fair if everyone had to buy, because then all the healthy and the sick would be in the single risk pool, and insurers would not have to protect themselves against worry of only having the sick try to buy, and we would be able then to charge fair prices to everybody, and therefore the market would work better.
And, of course, this would lift a burden from employers.
Well, the idea would be, though, to preserve what's useful about the employer system. It did come about as somewhat of an accident. It grew rapidly during World War II when businesses could not raise wages because of wage freezes, and they decided to offer health benefits to compete for labor, and suddenly it began to grow. But it's also true, the idea of buying insurance in a big group is far, far more efficient. So when we would do away with the employer system, we would preserve those administrative economies of scale and risk pooling by having people buy through large pools.
Would millions of people nevertheless not be covered because they just couldn't afford to buy such a plan?
Well, you wouldn't want to do this kind of thing unless you had a social commitment to provide subsidies for the low income. But that's what's so interesting about moving away from the employer system. Right now, we don't tax employer contributions for health insurance, and because of that, we lose $200 billion in revenue that we would get. If we did away with that tax exclusion, as the president proposes, then that gives you a lot of money back you can use for subsidies.
Do you sense that events are socially and politically at a crunch point?
Andy Stern is the president of the Service Employees International Union, one of the most active leaders on the health care benefits front, and Lee Scott is the CEO of Walmart, a company who is, I think, now the largest employer in the world, certainly the largest in the United States. But Andy and Lee Scott have been, in a sense, antagonists for some time. So for them to come together on a stage in Washington and shake hands and agree that the uninsured problem is sufficiently severe, it needs to be solved, that we have to do it together, business, labor, and government, that's equivalent, in my view, to Anwar Sadat going to Jerusalem to shake hands with Menachem Begin. It is a very big deal because it says people with very different views have come to the agreement. We must and we can do this. This gives cover to Republican moderates who actually want to solve the problem but have been stymied by their own party's leadership of refusal to deal with the reality we're going to have to cover this many people and it may cost some money. It also gives cover to Democratic moderates who want to reach across the aisle and meet those moderate Republicans halfway with a market-oriented solution that nonetheless has subsidies for the low income and a fair and efficient market for us all.
Len Nichols, Director of Health Policy for the New America Foundation, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.